Before you hear the rest of the discussion, you have some time to look at questions 25 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 25 to 30.
Now, the aim of your work placement is to give you the opportunity to develop the skills that an events manager needs. So, let's talk about those a bit.
Well, I think my communication skills are pretty good. I can talk on the phone to people and book venues and that kind of thing.
Good. Just remember, it isn't only about what you say. If you meet someone face to face and want to persuade them to be a sponsor, for example...
Oh, I'll dress up for that, sure.
Good. Let's go on to think about your organisational skills. You're working in a very people-based industry, and that means things won't always go to plan.
I guess it's being prepared to make changes that matters.
That's right. You may have to make an on-the-spot change to a timetable because of a problem you hadn't anticipated.
Just do it, OK?
How's your time management these days?
I'm working on it. I'm certainly better when I have a deadline, which is why this work suits me.
Yes, but it's how you respond as that deadline approaches.
I know I've got to look calm, even if I'm in a panic.
Just think to yourself, no one must know I'm under pressure.
Yeah, even though I'm multitasking like crazy.
Another skill that events managers need is creativity. Often your client has what we call the big picture idea, but it's up to the events manager to think of all the fine points that go to making it work.
Right. So I need to listen carefully to that idea and then fill in all the gaps.
That's right. And you'll have a team working under you, so another key skill is leadership. Your team may have lots of ideas too, but you've got to make the ultimate choices. Do we have refreshments inside or out, for example?
Isn't it better to be democratic?
It's a nice idea, but you have the ultimate responsibility. So believe in what you think best. Be prepared to say, yes, that's a good idea, but it won't work here.
I see what you mean. What about the networking side of things? I know it's an area that a lot of students worry about because we don't have much experience to offer others.
But even without it, you can still be an interesting person with useful ideas, and the more people you impress, the better.
I guess that will help me when I apply for a real job.
Exactly. Think ahead. Remember what your ambitions are and keep them in mind.
Definitely.